This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois, in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. They literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted, or cover letters as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Voters in Michigan may not be able to vote on an initiative seeking to overturn abortion restrictions. The state elections board failed to reach the necessary three-vote threshold for the November ballot. The elections board split 2-2. Many political experts believe Pennsylvania will decide who controls the Senate for the remainder of President Biden's first term.
In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate at any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is reporting the MOXIE experiment on Mars is successfully making oxygen on the red planet. Day and night and across seasons, the instrument reliably generates breathable oxygen from the red planet's thin atmosphere. Nearly 100 million miles from Earth, an instrument the size of a lunchbox is proving it can reliably do the work of a small tree. As President Trump's lawyers claim the top-secret papers photographed and released by the Department of Justice in his Florida home were staged and set up in a way to promote their bias, Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky on Newsmax overnight, says the cover-up by the FBI to justify the raid will not end well.
This isn't appropriate. We're supposed to have oversight over the National Archives. No government bureaucracy should have the authority to be able to send in an FBI team to raid anyone, especially the former president of the United States, without just cause. And from what I've seen, they haven't provided that. This has been a nothing but a PR disaster for the FBI. The FBI, every time they try to do something to combat the public opinion, then it just gets worse for them. You know, the The American people are losing confidence in the FBI faster than the Democrats can print money in Washington. And they've got a problem and they realize it. And I can tell you it's not going to end well for the FBI.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Friday to you. I would say happy weekend to you because some of you will be here a replay of this on Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Great to have you along with us. We've got Liz Peek, yes, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Well, always great to have you here. And I was thinking about this conversation, how we should open it up. And what came to mind is I want to lean on your Wall Street analytical prowess here. If you were measuring America as an institution, as a company, and you were going to recommend it, to your investors, what would you say about this country where it stands right now?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one, because I so firmly believe in the underpinnings of this country, the values and the premises that made our country so fabulous. But is it in trouble right now? Yeah, I think it is. When you have 74% of the country saying we're on the wrong track, that is not a good sign. When consumers are unbelievably discouraged and depressed, even as the job market is incredibly strong, that is not a good sign. Bill, I think we've lost our way a little bit. And I think it starts with people wanting to undermine love of country. I think that's actually something that's taking place. Maybe that isn't the reason they're doing it, but all of this woke agenda that has permeated our education system, when kids are learning that Thomas Jefferson was a bad man, they're not learning that, yeah, he really was a slave owner, and that's a terrible thing. But in the context of the time, that is what was going on. And by the way, he created a country dedicated to the proposition that all people would be able to move ahead. This is a country that appeals to millions of others around the world desperate to come here. Why are they desperate to come here? Are we losing people to China? No. China's losing people to us, as are all repressive regimes. There's a reason for that. And the values and the attractiveness of our country are never taught to our kids. They're sort of instead expected to have inculcated. They're expected to know those essential virtues and advantages. And so all of academia is conspiring to make sure they don't overdo it, that they're not overly enthusiastic about our country, and that they are mired in all the negatives. It's very discouraging to me to see our history and our democracy under attack, which I believe it truly is. So if it were a stock right now, I'd say it has huge long-term potential, near-term problems.
Well, the long-term potential, I'm with you. I mean, I believe in the people. But you have to allow the people to exercise their freedoms as noted in the Constitution. And when you have the leadership of this company, of this country, disclaiming the basis and the power of the people being able to work effectively for the good of the company, the country in this case, then you're compromised. And as you said, I agree. We're off track, and we've been off track just a little for quite a while. But that little over an extended period of time, as you know, gets worse and worse.
Yeah, and the angle gets wider. It's true.
Exactly. And then what's worse is the leadership right now seems to be on a different agenda. I mean, they are doing everything they can to clobber this economy and the people and the producers of the economy. I mean, here at every turn, Joe Biden and the Democrats keep spending more money when we need to not spend money. And then where are we spending money? Where are we investing? Are we investing in the forgotten man and woman, the actual backbone of said company, said organism? No, we're pummeling them all the more.
Yeah, I agree with that. This war on success in our country is very troubling. It is corporations and successful entrepreneurs who, after all, provide the jobs that give everyone an opportunity that allow our country competitive advantages versus other nations, and have historically meant that we are the number one economy in the world, which we still are. Mm-hmm. So when you begin to this administration, this White House, Joe Biden, constantly bashes American corporations. They're responsible for inflation. They're responsible for racism. They're responsible for their employees not getting vaccinated, whatever. But he's never run anything in his life, nor has almost anyone else in the White House, literally nobody. They don't know, as they say in the oil field, come here from Sikkim about.
You don't want to hear what my Mexican mother would have said about that.
Well, I mean,
it's the bottom line. It's the same thing.
Yeah, they couldn't roof a house. They couldn't run a hamburger stand. Mm-hmm. And yet they have all kinds of views about how you should run yours. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, they're putting those into action with rules and regulations that, just like under the Obama administration, are scaring the wits out of people running businesses. They don't know which way to jump next. And
exactly.
Nowhere is this more profoundly obvious than in the energy industries. I just wrote a piece for The Hill about natural gas prices, which are now double what they were a year ago. We're coming into the season where everyone will be paying attention to natural gas as opposed to gasoline, because we're going to be worried about heating our homes.
Exactly.
And the road trips are kind of a thing in the past, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Gas prices are through the roof. And what has contributed to this is Joe Biden standing up a few months ago and pledging to double our LNG exports without talking to the industry, apparently. Even the New York Times reported that, without having any plan for how we were going to do it, at a time when inventories were low, prices were already skyrocketing, had no thought whatsoever of how this might affect U.S. consumers. He just did it. Mm-hmm. And it's just so typical of this White House. They just don't get it. I mean, they think that, they think that the oil and gas industry is sitting on all this production, trying to make prices go up just to be mean to consumers or maximize their profit
right.
dollars. That's just not true.
Because that's always been their personality, Liz.
Yeah,
right?
Totally right.
I mean, they've
that's
always done
premise.
That, right? Yeah.
Right. It is so deflating, isn't it? And
it really
we
is.
We have just one indicator after another that things are not going well. And so, you know, think of the logic of this bill. In the American, in the Inflation Reduction Act, what was it that was supposed to reduce inflation? Well, there were some aspects of prescription drugs that might reduce inflation. But the big thing that they talked about was we're bringing down the deficit, right? Deficit reduction, they equate with inflation reduction. So then he goes out and completely wipes out what is, to my mind, a fictional $300 billion deficit reduction anyway. Isn't really going to happen, but that's for another matter.
Yeah.
And decides to spend $500 billion forgiving student loans. Where's the rationale for that? What is that? How does that benefit inflation? You can't have it both ways, that spending is dangerous but also not dangerous. You know.
Well, the same way is that the only way he could do this is if it, you know, affect this executive order is in the case of an emergency. And one week he's talking about how robust the economy is, and the next minute he's doing this
emergency.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And don't even ask who's paying for it. I thought Peter Ducey asked a pointed question. And the deer in the headlights look, I mean, that is a permanent fixture on the face of this administration, so sadly. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Liz Peek after this. It's just about 15 after.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Liz Peek continues with us, the Fox News contributor, as she laid out the condition. I mean, look at. Listen, I think one of the first conversations we talked about was about that movie. You know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right? And here it is. I mean, little did we know that this was going to be a constant theme with you and I. But here it is. I mean, again, The White House says something that's totally disconnected from reality. You know, the economy is doing so great. We got zero inflation and, you know, all this stuff. And then, you know, the people go out and go get gas and they go to the grocery store and go, what? You know, it's moving in the wrong direction.
Sure, it seems
and so,
like inflation.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so they continue to defy credulity.
Yeah.
And, and you wonder at every turn. I mean, whether it's the FBI, this government, the IRS now. Well, of course, the IRS has always been, but now it's brought to the forefront because you're going to weaponize 85,000 new IRS agents, and they got plenty of ammo. I mean, just what you – doesn't that give you the sense of security? I mean, we have crime in the streets, and we got IRS agents going after, you know, hardworking people, and they're going to turn them upside down to make sure every one of the pennies out of their penny loafers is shaken off their feet.
Yeah, it's actually very discouraging because clearly a lot of middle-income Americans and small businesses are going to be targeted by that vast ramp-up in IRS audits and so forth, if they can hire the people. That's a secondary question. Mm-hmm. And the people being targeted, newly targeted, will not be able to afford all the lawyers and accountants and all the helpful people that rich people can hire to help them through that. But by the way, even rich people, I mean, everybody's being socked with unbelievable amounts of taxes, and particularly in blue states, where I live in New York, it's absolutely staggering. And, you know, people are leaving. I mean, people will indeed vote with their feet. So we've lost tens of thousands of people, high-income people, to Florida and other states.
I was going to say, we got about 70% of them down here in Florida. You know,
I know.
We just told them, we told them, just leave your politics at the border. Come on in. Have a good time with us.
That is a serious concern. I mean, that is really true, because I know people who now who've left New York and they're happy in Florida, partly because they're saving so much in taxes, but they can't stand Ron DeSantis. You know, they just can't bear his politics. I want to say, you're an idiot. You just moved to Florida to take advantage of his politics, you know?
Exactly. And then you got the former governor who got the Democratic nomination, and he's telling half the electorate right off the top, you know, keep your hate with you. I mean, if you side... I mean, this is what I, if I can say this, I mean, this is what I hate about politics.
You're really, I can tell you're really wrought up, but just spill the beans.
It's just that, you know, I just cannot believe how arrogant and the hubris of Chris to tell people, well, you know, keep that hate with you, keep your vote, I don't want your vote. I mean, it's the basket of deplorables all over again.
Yeah.
And the thing is, again, this is a disease from the basket of deplorables and what Hillary Clinton, you know, enunciated about the Democratic Party. And this is also why Democrats are leaving the party, because they're going, they're too mean, you know. And
well, was it James Carville or somebody said they were become the, you know, no, it was the late night comic, I think Maher, who said it's become the party of hate, and it really has.
Yes.
And I've never seen anything like it, where at the drop of a hat, if you say something that goes against their woke values, they'll dox you, they'll parade outside your house, and there have been violent attacks on people, and that goes completely unremarked by the liberal media, because they'd much rather worry about whether someone is, issuing a triggering sentence that might, you know, hurt the snowflakes. We do sound incredibly crabby, but, you know, all this stuff is sort of part and parcel of the policies that this Biden White House have wrought upon this country, and none of them will stand the test of time. I mean, think about what's going on. For example, I know this is sort of an old story, but the Biden administration continues to completely ignore the 2 million people who are going to come into our country illegally across the southern border this year. Probably 1 million of those people will stay. And now the only reason it's actually made headlines in the New York Times and elsewhere is because a few are being bused to blue cities like New York City, which have welcomed them, rolled out the red carpet. They're putting them up in nice hotels, giving them all kinds of free medical help and so forth and so on. And they're complaining. Eric Adams, our New York mayor, is complaining because of the burden. What do those people think is going on in Eagle Pass, Texas, where
exactly
they have tens of thousands of people every day in a pretty small town flooding into their communities, overwhelming their hospitals, their schools? How can Democrats continue to ignore this issue? I cannot understand it.
Well, of course, this is what gave rise, if you recall, to the MAGA movement. And Donald Trump,
yeah,
this was
yeah.
what solidified his nomination, because he said, we got trouble here in River City. It's called, you know, illegal immigration.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
boy, did the left lose their skull over that. But look what happened. He got elected against all odds. But, you know, it's like you said earlier, Liz, we have got to return. I mean, and you know this about business, is that any CEO worth his weight in gold, if he picks up a company and it's flailing, he's going to look at the history of the country and ask, you know, when were we doing good? When were all eight cylinders operating
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
And then take a look and see where we made a wrong turn. And as you said, we've abandoned some core moral anchorings that are the basis of this great American idea. I mean, you know, you were talking about the Constitution. I don't know if you saw in the New York Times those left-wing academics. There was a Harvard professor and a Yale professor. Almost sounds like a barroom joke, you know, walk into, you know, but... And you'd think this is funny until you realize these guys are serious. They published a column calling for progressives to abandon the Constitution.
Yeah.
They claim the Constitution is broken, inadequate, famously undemocratic. I mean, this is you know, the outgrowth. If you remember, Barack Obama echoed the same thing, and he was supposedly a constitutional professor.
Yeah, it's how do you undermine the country if you put all this stuff together? If you set out to undermine the United States of America, you would start in the schools, you would teach kids to hate their country, you would teach young people generally that all the premises, including the Constitution, all the foundations on which our democracy rests are broken, that they don't work for the majority of people, even though the evidence is clear that they do, that every person in this country has opportunity. It's a very... I choose not to think that this is a purposeful attack meant to undermine and destroy our country. But I got to tell you, some days I wake up and I think it's too perfect to be an accident. You know, masterminds behind this, or at least off the George Soros types, sort
right.
of trying to achieve one ambition. And, oh, by the way, we may have this outgrowth of increasing hostility to our country. Sorry about that, but it's really much more important that we get people out of jail, you know? I mean, it is that insidious.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they've abandoned the idea of people. It's not about people anymore. It's about things, Liz. And it's that cold-hearted. And it's hard for us as, you know, fair-minded Americans and people who love God, love their Bible, love people. It's hard for us to accept. But the fact of the matter is the tail is shaking the dog. It is a small minority, a loud minority of people. But this is where the silent majority can no longer stay on the sidelines. You've got to get in the playing field and push back. Because as you wrote about, you know, some Republicans are losing heart over all the insurmountable bad news about Trump and everything else. It's all one-sided. And again, you realize they're just flat-out lying to us. That is not the truth when you see how many of Trump's supported candidates have been victorious in these primaries. I mean, it's quite astounding. It's no wonder those on the left and the Democratic Party are so concerned and doing everything they can to try to kneecap the influence of this former president.
Yeah, and you just have to kind of put your nose to the grindstone. You have to give money to your candidates. You have to go out and vote. I'll tell you, Bill, between now and the election, every time I have a public forum, which is every day, thankfully, mm-hmm. I'm going to remind people that you have to go out and vote, because what we just saw in New York is when people stay home and they don't make their preferences known, the wrong
exactly.
people win. Simple
exactly.
answer, go and vote.
And you've got to be reminded, you know, don't lose
yep.
heart. Reminded of the good things. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, from Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Lenny, tell me again, what's the vision? Where are we? What it's all about? Let's not lose sight of what the end game here is and what the goal is for we the people, the fair-minded, forgotten men and women that are being left in the dust and being robbed from, sadly, by this government that we have right now. Liz Peek, you're awesome as always. Thank you so much for being with us. Take
hey,
care.
Thanks for having me on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday night that immigrants will now be bused from the Lone Star State to Chicago, Illinois, in his latest efforts to alleviate the financial strain from President Biden's open border policy. As the Department of Justice and President Trump continue to trade legal jabs, the FBI released a photograph of papers they say a former president should not have. Trump's lawyers claim the photograph of papers strewn about the floor was staged for effect. Trump attorney Alina Haba.
I have been down there. I'm down there frequently. I have never seen that. I have never, ever seen that. That is not the way his office looks. I literally must have gone in and taken out documents they wanted, or cover letters as it is, and put it about so that the public believes that this is top secret documents that were on his floor.
A neutral special master to look to see if what the FBI did was legal will be decided today by a Florida judge. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to have tech expert, award-winning author Steve Greenberg going to be joining us. Talk about the best wireless deals for seniors and how far some have to go to get a discount. Like, are you ready for this? Moving to Florida? Well, he's live at the Wireless Discount Information Center at Arrowhead Town Center in Glendale, Arizona. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And this whole situation with national wireless providers is really crazy. I want to kind of explain the big picture and explain possible solutions.
Okay, because we know that, getting older has its perks, like, you know, lots of senior discounts. But what some don't know is that 92% of people 55 plus aren't eligible for a discount on their wireless bill, right?
And that's because two of the big three national wireless providers, AT&T and Verizon, only offer senior discounts to people living in just one state, Florida. If you live in one of the other 49 states, and that's 92% of seniors, you're out of luck. So that's why I teamed up with T-Mobile to bring attention to the absurdity of this Florida situation. And T-Mobile is offering to help Verizon and AT&T customers get the wireless discount they deserve, even if they want to stay with Verizon and AT&T. But the whole situation, honestly, is just crazy.
Wow. So tell us more about the Wireless Discount Information Center. I think you started to do that, and I may have cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So T-Mobile is going on this information onslaught to help seniors. T-Mobile launched a website called bandseniors.com. They opened this Wireless Information Center here at the mall, as you mentioned, and it's all to help seniors get a Florida address. Because if you want to stay with AT&T and Verizon and you want that wireless discount, you have to get a Florida address, which, of course, is nutty.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and that's how, if someone is a wireless, you know, has their wireless provider that only offers 55 discount for people living in Florida, we'll give you a residence in Florida. How do we do this?
So the options are simple. You could either buy real estate in Florida, you could get a virtual Florida mailbox. A simplest solution is to switch from AT&T and Verizon T-Mobile for seniors fed up paying too much, and they don't want to move to Florida, they don't want a virtual mailbox. T-Mobile has discounted plans for people 55 and up in every state, and that's really the news.
Well, we're talking with Steve Greenberg. He's the author of Gadget Nation, a monthly contributor on NBC Today Show, and the host of YouTube's Gadget Game Show called What the Heck Is That? Congratulations on the game show and all that is Steve Greenberg these days. You're on a hot roll, my friend.
I'm hoping it's a hot roll, but yeah, I'm telling you, the game show title really fits this problem. So What the Heck Is That? Kind of says, like, what the heck is the problem? But it really is crazy for people, especially over 55. You want to get that discount, certainly looking to cut your expenses, and here you're kind of stuck either moving to Florida or switching to T-Mobile, which is a simple solution, and there are a lot of great T-Mobile options.
Well, you know, and for you, this is like in your wheelhouse, because you're always looking, you know, for inventive ways, ingenious ways that'll benefit your audience, right?
Absolutely. So whether it's a great gadget that solves the problem, or a great plan that solves the problem, I'm hoping to, you know, the only reason I'm here is to actually ultimately help people out.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate that, because that's our heart as well, and that's why we're so simpatico here, Steve. So tell us more about T-Mobile's 55-plus wireless plan discount.
Well, T-Mobile has a bunch of great plans for people over 55. Someone can actually save you as much as 50% on your wireless service compared to AT&T and Verizon. And also, you can get it with some great benefits. They have free Netflix, free AAA membership. All those things are possible. And best of all, you can get them, you can get the discount, and you don't have to move to Florida. And look, nothing wrong with Florida, but it's not for everybody.
Right. Well, I'm here in Florida, I can tell you, Steve, and we've got a lot of people moving in, you know, for obvious reasons. The state here has been very successful, but it's hard to pick up and leave. And I had to leave from California, and you might say, well, Bill, that's not so hard. I mean, California has been really rough. Well, it's hard in as much as four of my kids are still there and my grandkids. So, you know, I miss them, but, you know, I can appreciate the lure here, and you've got a way to make it easy, or easier anyway, for people to take advantage of the discounts that are so favorable here in Florida that we already enjoy. Like you said, you know, some not so easy tips. You know, you can purchase real estate in Florida. You secure a digital mailbox. How does a digital mailbox work, Steve?
Well, basically, it's an internet creation that gives you an address that you can use in Florida without really having a place in Florida. But at the same token, you're literally paying every month to keep that, just like a regular post office box, but you can do it virtually. But this is there are solutions for people who are out of Florida, and one of them, which is easier than doing the virtual mailbox, certainly easier and cheaper than buying real estate in Florida, which we both know is so expensive, there is T-Mobile and saving a lot of money. And it's kind of nice to know that T-Mobile is the only one kind of standing by seniors and, you know, offering a discount in every state, not just Florida. So, you know, and why they're making Florida special, I don't understand why AT&T and Verizon are doing that. That's what's so crazy.
Right. Yeah, well, and who knows? Maybe it's just an experiment, you know, go figure. But the fact is that T-Mobile is stepping up and saying, hey, look, we want to make this available to everybody, and here's how you can do it, right?
Absolutely. And, maybe AT&T and Verizon will pay attention, but obviously T-Mobile is first.
Well, it always, and that always is an advantage in marketing when you're there first. This is why Coke will always be ahead of Pepsi. Did you know that?
Whoever gets there first usually wins. So,
yeah,
that's the case.
Exactly. So anything else here? We've got a couple of minutes left here, Steve. Anything else that you want to tell us about the Wireless Discount Information Center that people need to hear about?
Absolutely, Bill. If people want more information on discount, even the options we talked about as far as even virtual mailboxes and whatnot, you go to bandseniors.com. That's bandseniors.com. Or go to tmobile.com/55. There's great information on both of those sites to help you either get a T-Mobile plan or find a way to get to Florida real estate or that virtual mailbox. So, but again, you don't have to move to Florida to get the discount.
Yeah, exactly. Great ideas here from the tech expert and award-winning author, Steve Greenberg, sharing with us the best wireless deals for seniors and how far some have to go to get a discount. You know, like you said, you could move to Florida, but there's also other ways that are quite ingenious that, you know, only the gadget guy, you know, the tech expert could come up with.
Well, I try, and I appreciate you saying that. Thanks so much. And also check out my game show, gadgetgameshow.com, if you want to find out about some really cool gadgets. I always have a new one showcased on the website. Check it out.
How much fun is that for you? We got about a minute left here. I mean, dealing with all these gadgets, I mean, you know, being in the part of the business I'm in, you know, I get a lot of books and things like that, but I'm envious. I have gadget envy because you probably just get, it's like Christmas for you every day. You get all these gadgets to come in, you get to play with them, and probably the producers and everybody else associated with the show say, hey, I want that gadget.
Well, it's true. I get a lot of gadgets, but I have two small apartments, and I have too many boxes. So that's the downside. I have to point that out. But, a lot of gadgets come in constantly for me. And, yeah, I'm always looking for the next cool mystery gadgets in the game show, or what I'm going to showcase on today's show or whatnot. So, yeah, I see a lot of gadgets. I think email-wise, I once figured out it's about 2,500 new products a year, I see. So it's a lot of products.
How do you keep up with that, Steve? I mean, I deal with, you know, thousands of authors, you know, like yourself. I get books and everything. That I can't imagine 2,500. I mean, that is hard to keep up with.
Oh, yeah, no, it's difficult. I do the best I can. I used to keep folders and all that stuff, but those days are all gone. Now it's just, really, I put out a cry on the Internet when I need something. Like, I'm looking for back-to-school gadgets under $30. I put that out on the Internet, and then I have enough people who follow me, if there are people who follow me, that I get a bunch of stuff coming in. But it is a nightmare.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, GadgetGameShow.com, you can check it out for yourself. And, of course, the other website regarding the Wireless Discount Information Center, again, one more time, Steve Greenberg.
BandSeniors.com, B-A-N-N-E-D, Seniors.com, or T-Mobile.com/55. Great information on those sites.
Good job, Steve. Gave you the last word. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
With you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. That's the way it looks at my clock. I'm glad you could join us, and glad that Dr. Ted Baer could join us too, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. We're going to talk about a couple of good movies here that are just out, are a lot of fun, and so we'll say hello, Dr. Ted. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well today, and of course, it always gets better when you call me, so this is good news.
You're always so kind, and because when you share that with me, that's what you elicit that. It just comes right back at you. I want you to know that you're always such a blessing.
Next time,
so thank you.
We got to do this in person somewhere. So in our
we keep saying it. Well,
next year.
Before then, or then the next time I'm in California, I'm coming to Camarillo. We're going to get together, right? Okay, you still in Camarillo?
I'm still good.
Camarillo. All right. Now We'll come to the office. We'll do it there because I need to go see our good friends at Salem while I'm down there too. Anyway, so just for the fun of it.
Oh, I know.
Let's talk about.
They move closer to me so that they could get some of the success rubbed off on them.
Really? They wanted to rub off. What did they need? Another floor or two of accountants over there? Is that what they needed?
Yeah. Well,
they got lots of accountants.
We don't want to talk about anything negative. No.
No. I was going to share an anecdotal story with you that involved Dave Evans over there in the accounting firm, but we'll save that for another day. We love accountants. There is a purpose. There's a rhyme and reason for purpose, you know, for accountants. You know, but I'm not sure God's going to have them in heaven only because it's so unnecessary, you know.
No, it's
it would
it's
be
lawyers
somewhat redundant.
Like me that he won't allow in heaven. Lawyers will not get into heaven. We're professional, you know, whatever. Never mind.
Are we in trouble? We're just digging a bigger hole for ourselves.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about
just
some movies.
Wanted accountants, now lawyers. We probably took care of
lawyers.
10% of your audience is now turned off.
Yeah, or they're going to send me a bill. Okay, let's talk about Lifemark. What did
Life
you think
Mark
about that?
Is a really good movie. We gave it 4 stars. It's a plus one. It's a wonderful movie. And, you know, I was just at a friend of mine, very close. He was a co-pastor with me, Marshall Foster's funeral. Kirk Cameron was there. I got a friend of mine who does one of the biggest shows in radio to put him on. Kirk now lives in Nashville. He used to live about 20 minutes away from me in Southern California. Mm. And,
What did he pack up the whole brood and went to Tennessee?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking a couple of Yeah, you're talking about a gazillion moving vans just to, you know, handle the Familia there. I mean,
yeah,
he's got quite the bruise
about California. It exports people. But the trouble is they are slightly woke, not Kirk. Kirk's very solid. Mm. But Kirk said, you know, none of the Hollywood studios would carry, you know, this wonderful movie. And it is a wonderful movie. I think he was just drumming up publicity. It's actually going to have a week at Fathom, which is unheard of. They're actually doing a lot. Mm-hmm. The head of Fathom used to be a good friend. But it's about a young man who's always trying to hide the fact that he's adopted. And suddenly his birth mother reaches out to him, and he doesn't want to meet her. I mean, he's on his own. He's been rejected. I understand when you're in grief and when you feel that you were rejected, this is a serious problem. And then his father, his birth father, wants to contact him, and he loves his adoptive family. So he has to decide whether he's going to meet with him. He has to decide whether he's going to listen to him. He's going to, you know, decide how he's going to react to it. And, of course, Hollywood said this is a pro-life, anti-abortion movie. Actually, it's a pro-adoption movie. And that's what Kirk Cameron said. And the theme is, of course, that the birth parents decided to put him up for adoption instead of killing him as a baby in the womb so he could grow up to be a wonderful 18-year-old boy. So there's a lot of good things going in life, Mark. And, you know, Alex Kendrick was my radio engineer a century ago when I was young and he was old. And he's made a great movie. It's a really good movie. Don't let the PG-13 bother you. That rating is because Hollywood hates pro-life stories.
Exactly. So they labeled what rose it to a PG-13 rating? I mean, it seems pretty family oriented. Well, just because of the topic.
Yeah. Once upon a time, my friends who made a pretty junky movie, I got to admit, Left Behind, their previous movie was a similar plot, got an R rating. So they asked me to argue in front of the ratings board. And I came out with all our statistics, you know. I mean, this doesn't have any sex. They couldn't do that in a Christian movie. It doesn't have any violence. They couldn't afford bullets. You know, it's a low-budget movie. I went through all of this. And they changed it to PG-13. But the only reason they'd given it an R rating is because it was Christian. Now, I know people on every side of the eschatological debate, so I'm not trying to annoy people if you didn't like The Left Behind, but it didn't do well, and the second one didn't do well. And, you know, I love when the gospel gets out there, no matter how it gets out there.
Well, maybe the redeeming aspect of Left Behind is, you know, part of the Jenkins family is what Dallas and Chosen have done, you know, in
Dallas
terms of
is
its popularity.
I've known him since he was a young man, and he's always been great, and he's very humble. Yeah. He's a nice person.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he really is. Okay. All right. So anyway, Kendrick Brothers, Kirk Cameron, they produced this movie. In fact, I'm going to talk to the Kendrick Brothers next week, so I'm looking forward to that. And so this is, you know, a good run-up to it, this conversation. Okay, what about, is it Gigi and Nate?
Yeah, Gigi and Nate.
Yes.
And, you know, it's another pro-life movie. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And it opens on September 2nd. Well, wow, that's it's
right around the corner.
This weekend.
Yes.
It's very life-affirming. A young man, you know, it's similar, has an accident. And he can't move. He's a quadriplegic after trying to do a cliff jump. You know, Bill, I always thought that jumping off a cliff into the water where there are boulders might not be a good idea. So anyway, and I teach on cognitive development theory of media literacy, and I just wrote an article that young people do not fully develop their ability to discern and make wise decisions until they're a little older. And we know that from Joni and other people. And for 40 years, I've been writing about cognitive development theory. And now they say that babies in the womb can decide what gender they are. This is nuts. But anyway, that's not this movie. I just went off on a rampage because I wrote an article about it. That's at movieguide.org. So they get him a service monkey, like, you know, people on the plane who have service.
Oh, yeah.
But the monkey is a
service dog. Service dogs. service horses. I mean, there's weird stuff that goes on the block. Yeah, exactly. So service monkey.
Yeah, the service
he's the first on his block.
She figures out what people are doing to take care of him, and she starts doing it. You know, she starts helping him with his food, helping him with this, helping with that. You know, she's just copying the people that were helping him. But then you've got an animal rights activist who's, you know, part of the woke left-wing commie pinko rat. Mm-hmm. And he says, you can't have service monkeys. It's unfair to the monkeys. You know, you want me to go on another tirade? I have a friend of mine who was with Ringling Brothers. They always treated the monkeys better than when they were in the wild and being shot at, you know, for their tusks. Mm-hmm. And this is all so stupid. But anyway, so the animal activist petitions the government to ban service monkeys. It's got to be kidding me. And it's based on a truth. You know, this happens.
Don't you just wish that at some place, sometime, there would be a judge who would say, get it out of here. You know, just,
I know.
I don't, you know.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, you know, just once.
Sense. What?
Right.
This boy is revived because of the service monkey that can do things that he can't hire a full-time person to do. This is wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. So who cares? But, you know, just for the sake of the cause and, you know, I don't know. It's just amazing. But
it's
frustrating. I'm with you. Yeah. Exactly. It's sapped us of our joy. And that that has got to stop. All right. Speaking of things like that, you write a commentary at movieguide.org. Should advocates follow the science?
Yeah, and that was exactly what I started to say in there, and I'm sorry for taking so many little sidetracks, but, you know, I have been head of department at City University of New York in the 70s, 60 professors came together. Actually, I was part of that group. We designed the first media literacy course. There were thousands of studies on cognitive development theory. We know the stages, and I know the stages, and I've written two books about it. Out of my 38 books, Media Wise Family, Culture Wise Family. There is a woman who's with a medical group who is talking to me about her daughter cutting. I said, well, she's in this stage of cognitive development. I sent her the book. The daughter read it. You know, she was in that awkward stage, and she had the potential to become really nice and wonderful. She read it. She stopped cutting. She's now helping her friends. But when you're in those early stages, you cannot possibly make wise decisions. That's why Nate jumps off a cliff. You know, at my age, 76, you wouldn't even think about jumping off a cliff. But so when you say that children, I mean, this is the point of the article. So if they don't want to read it, they don't have to. You've got, when I was the head of the department at Berkeley, we had over 500,000 studies about the influence of the media and brain development theory. And when I do my class, I show people, you know, excerpts from a film done at Oxford, the brain development theory. Kids do not develop until they're in their 20s. That's why you have drinking laws. That's why you have all sorts of laws to protect them and protect other people. And now we say that little children, 4 years old, 5 years old, can make gender choices. This goes against all of the science.
Oh, totally.
And,
yeah.
And if they believe in science, you know, they can't say that. And if they don't believe in science,
Well,
then they got to stop saying all the other garbage.
Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, always an honor to have him with us. Dr. Ted, Godspeed, my friend. Always, man.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Cancer.